Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, Superior Livestock's got Labor Day 38 coming up, offering 63,000 head on the 7th and 8th of September. It'll be seen live on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Auctions starting both days at 8 a.m. Central Time. Wednesday, feeder steers and heifers from across the country. Then Thursday, weaned calves and calves on cows. Call Superior 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
You probably know Stillwater Milling has Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Well, live cattle futures traded in a tight range of a dollar or less yesterday as traders looked at cash following the same levels established Wednesday. Southern cattle traded a dollar lower, with Dress cattle in the north down $4 to $5. Traders did not put much emphasis on the weakness of corn, as lower corn futures might be temporary. Boxed beef was lower again, with choice down 27 cents, select down $1.15. Trading activity and volatility are expected to be reduced as the market prepares for a three-day weekend. Hog futures closed lower in all contracts except October. The cash market has not been friendly this week, with the National Direct Afternoon Hog Report down $5.06. Packers have not been aggressive this week in the country and seem to have been pulling more contracted hogs through the system, allowing them to pay less for hogs. However, that cannot be done indefinitely, and it's anticipated they'll need to be more aggressive next week. Double-digit gains in wheat markets overnight following the drubbing posted yesterday. Just as wheat seemed like it was building a bit of an upside momentum, bears came in yesterday and slammed prices back into the previous trading range. The losses in Kansas City and Minneapolis were the largest since mid to early July and shoved Kansas City back below its 50-day moving average after pushing above level on Wednesday. Firmer corn prices overnight, with most contracts up around 5 cents as December corn attempts to close higher for the first time in four sessions. For the week, December corn is only down a penny, but the negative sentiment has made it feel like more. Weighing on corn prices has been the meltdown in financial markets as energies break and equities implode. Higher trade in the complex overnight as contracts bounce back following the plunge on Thursday, which sent both November soybeans and December soybean oil through their 200-day moving averages. The almost 6% loss in soybean oil yesterday was debilitating as the contract followed the heavy selling in energy markets. We'll check the futures in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, Superior Livestock's got Labor Day 38 coming up, offering 63,000 head on the 7th and 8th of September. It'll be seen live on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Auctions starting both days at 8 a.m. Central Time. Wednesday, feeder steers and heifers from across the country. Then Thursday, weaned calves and calves on cows. Call Superior 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
At the close yesterday, the October live cattle up 22 cents, 142.80. December up 10 cents, 148.57. September feeder cattle up 70 cents, 183.15. October up 87, 184.35. October hogs up 42 cents, 91.95. December down a dime, 83.77. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, September down 60 and three quarters, 863 and a half. December down 44 and a half, 868. Chicago wheat, December down 37 and a quarter, 794 and a quarter. March is down 36 and a half, 811 and a quarter. December corn is down 12 and a half, 658. March is down 12 and three quarters, 663 and three quarters. November soybeans down 27 and three quarters, 1394 and three quarters. And January is down 28 cents, 1399 and three quarters. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.